Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. Well, after a long campaign and a few days of thank yous, the mayor-elect of Boston is getting away from the city for a week. Before starting his vacation today, Marty Walsh chose the leaders of his transition team, and he gave a few hints about what to expect from his administration. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Marty Walsh is not the first elected leader to look to his rivals to help him get started in his new administration. For his transition team, he's picked the three former rivals who endorsed him in the general election: former State Representative Charlotte Golar Ritchie, former school committee member John Barros, and City Councilor Felix Arroyo. And he picked Sam Tyler, the head of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, an independent group that monitors the city budget.
Sam's insight into city government is important to a transition, and particularly his ability to watch the budget and his fiscal ability to make sure and not be shy to call people out. And it's very important.
Walsh says he'll add more people to lead his transition in coming weeks. John Barrow says Walsh has asked them to look at how other cities structure their governments. So at first, this won't be so much a search committee as a group that provides options to Walsh about how city government could work. Walsh showed his sense of humor during this morning's press conference. He was asked who would be able to tell him when he's making a mistake.
Lori. She's already done.
Lori Higgins is Walsh's life partner.
Sam Tyler's here today. During the campaign, in some of these forums, Sam asked me very difficult questions. We spoke very often after those forums, and he's here because of somebody who can say, wait a second, this isn't the right way to go. And I'm not surrounding myself on the transition team with yes men and yes women. I'm going to surround myself with people that want to do right by government and move government forward.
Walsh promised to staff City Hall with the most qualified people.
I certainly am not going to load my administration up with people that held Marty Walsh signs and Marty Walsh bumper stickers in the car.
Walsh, the former leader of the Boston Building Trades, met this afternoon with Mayor Tom Menino and with business leaders.
In the business community, we'll probably hear about not enough transparency, some concerns they have there. You know, we have a lot of business people that are concerned about a transition. History has it under the from a White to a Flynn administration. From what I understand, development in the city basically came to a stop for about a year. I don't intend on stopping development in progress.
Right now, there's $5 billion worth of construction going on in Boston. Walsh wants to make sure development in the city does not stop when he takes over as mayor. Two of the biggest figures in real estate development in Boston are expressing confidence in the mayor-elect. Kevin Phelan raises money for Boston real estate development projects. He calls concerns about Walsh's debt to unions for his victory overblown.
Marty understands economics, and without business people doing deals, building buildings, growing the city, you're not going to have jobs.
Another big figure, John Fish, CEO of Suffolk Construction, says he's looking for predictability.
I think that having a strong mayor step into the fifth floor and giving the business community a sense of confidence is that the policies are going to be predictable.
Fish says the meeting with Walsh this afternoon went very well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.